McLean County government is trying to stay current in the digital age. County Administrator Bill Wasson tells GLT's Eric Stock the county is crafting a new policy governing employee and official use of social media.
We've been talking over the last year as we continue to see departments expand their utilization of social media. We have several departments, including Parks and Rec, Health Department, that now actively use their own social media accounts, as almost all of our departments at one time or another are using our organization-wide social media channels to get information out to the public. For about the last year, we've been in conversations about the development of a formal social media policy to help guide us in the future.
What do you want to avoid? How do you want to see it be used effectively? And what controls can there be placed on it?
Yeah, the biggest challenge, I think, for us is ensuring that we meet the expectations of the public in response to social media. That's one of the challenges for us. That is an additional responsibility that we take on when we participate in social media. We obviously want to make sure that posts that appear on our social media accounts are appropriate for all members of the public, including children that utilize our social media sites.
One of the complaints against the county clerk that is currently under review is a situation where she was accused of using the county clerk's social media site for campaigning, so to speak. Would this address anything along those lines, or is that simply a matter of an elected office holder would have leeway to run a social media site as they see fit?
The social media policies will likely have provisions that are related to a wide array of our different ordinances and regulations with respect to operation of county agencies. And those very well could have some connection to departmental use and or misuse of social media.
And that would include elected officials too?
Policies that the county board has adopted historically encompass all county employees and their departments and their responsibilities.
So take me through that process. Where will it go, and when do you expect to have it in place?
My expectation is that we will begin to review and work on this likely in December, maybe only at a staff level in December, but I would think early in 2019 we'll be moving something to the board.
And this is Sound Ideas. I'm Eric Stock with McLean County Administrator Bill Wasson. On the solar farms, several county board members have suggested that the county's comprehensive plan needs updated because it doesn't seem to reflect solar power. And there are some who felt that it doesn't properly define in 2018 the most effective use of farmland, and that's creating judgment calls for them where they don't really feel that the comprehensive plan is able to guide them in a certain way. Do you see that being updated sometime soon?
Yeah, we're scheduled to begin the update of our comprehensive plan in 2019. The McLean County Regional Planning Commission has historically worked on the comprehensive plans for the city, the county, and the town. They have most recently completed comprehensive plans for the city of Bloomington and most recently the town of Normal. And so the county's comprehensive plan is scheduled for an update, and the beginning of that process is scheduled for 2019.
And I'm guessing solar power is probably one of the main concerns that would need to be updated, do you figure?
Based upon the conversations today, I'm sure it'll be addressed.
The budget process, you're about halfway through before the county board votes to put that in place next month. How is that process going? Any surprises along the way?
No significant surprises. Over a half of the department budgets have been approved for forwarding to the executive committee and the county board. It remains on target with the recommended tax rates. We've had some small changes, pluses and minuses. From our perspective, we're still in alignment with the recommended budget as it was initially presented. Our hope is that we'll be able to adopt a budget in November and move forward for fiscal year 2019.
The McLean County Nursing Home, as you continue to look for ways to make the most out of it in the future, where does that stand in your investigation there?
Several items in the nursing home budget are specifically targeted at improving revenue production, expanding the use of Medicare rehabilitation as part of the utilization of the nursing home. We need a broad spectrum of different utilizations to make the public nursing home model work. Some of the expenditures included in the nursing home budget for 2019 target that.
Can it be a break-even proposition or perhaps just less red ink?
You know, the goal always is break even or actually make a few dollars from one year to the next so that you might be able to take a loss. It is a challenge. There's no question about it. We are in a dynamic era relative to both healthcare and insurance reform, and very specifically in Illinois with Managed Care Medicaid. We are working with our partners within the community and the healthcare industry with government agencies, and the goal that has been stated by the county board leadership is to ensure that we've got appropriate provisions in place for our citizens for nursing care moving forward. So the goal is in that dynamic kind of an environment for us to learn and to maximize our ability to generate revenue, I think, as probably every healthcare provider in the industry does today, and thereby give us the capacity to provide services that don't always pay for themselves.
It's Eric Stock speaking with McLean County Administrator Bill Wasson. In November, the county board will likely vote on a nearly $96 million annual budget. This is Sound Ideas